Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
The complaint that we hear over and over again from our single friends and our single listener friends is that they never, that they can't find anybody, that no matter where they go.
You suffered from the same fate.
Yeah, everybody's already taken. And so we thought that we would help with some of that work for you. We went on to Craigslist Misconnections. And these this one is from Harrington. This is a woman looking for a man. So guys, if you've been to Harrington Raceway and Casino, in the past month, let's say, there's a woman looking for you. She said, "We flirted a few times at Harrington Casino. I enjoy running into you. I'd love to talk to you more. If this is you, tell me what you look like and who I come with. Hope to find you."
Okay, number one.
There you go. Also, if you have been walking by McGlynn's in Dover, this was just a couple weeks ago. This is a guy, a woman looking for a guy. So, guys, if you've been walking near McGlynn's in Dover, Friday, it was Friday morning a couple weeks ago. On their way to work, she saw you walking. At least I think it was you. Oh, no, this is the one I pulled because she's moved on. This is an ex relation. If you broke up with a woman and you've both moved on, she wants you to know that she'll never stop loving you, but she knows in her heart that even though there was love, it's better that you stay on your separate paths. Farewell. And I pray that your life gets better each day.
That
if you've moved on,
you've not moved
would
on.
You really be on Misconnections on Craigslist writing that you saw somebody walking?
No, because if you moved on, you moved on and you don't give a crap.
Yeah, back to the important things.
Yep, go.
These are guys looking for girls.
Yep.
This happened on November 1st. So it was that Sunday.
Yep.
He was at Redner's in Milford.
Okay.
He said, "I was checking out at a register next to yours and we kept making eye contact. You work there and you were working a register. So ladies, if you work at Redner's in Milford, this is for you. As I left, you grabbed an AD so you could act like you weren't checking me out, but I caught you and you smiled at me. I'd like to know more about you. Hit me up if you're reading this."
Okay.
And then this is the final one I found that seemed legit, that there wasn't anything. This happened on Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, ladies, if you're a server at Texas Roadhouse and you're working Friday night, so October 30th, he said, "I felt a strong connection with you. Felt as though you were drawn to me. You kept looking at me and vice versa. Sounds weird, I know. Just what I felt. You have long dark hair. You're about 5'5 and beautiful." He replied, he wants you to reply with what NFL team hoodie he was wearing.
See, the thing is, though, that like just that last one,
yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you just try to just say hi? Or, you know,
go up to her. Hey, yeah. Hey, listen, I know you're busy.
Yeah,
it's because dudes are chicks here.
Yeah,
my God, it's exhausting.
You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, you got to have just that little. There's that whole nothing ventured, nothing gained.
If that's know? Like, I don't like shy guys. I don't want to have to always be the one to make the first move.
No.
You know what I mean? And so if from the very beginning, from the initial meeting period, you're already being kind of
bashful,
meek, and I'm not interested.
No, see, and that's the thing. And it's like, if you see someone and they smile at you, you know, and you smile back and stuff, then, you know, then there's you might as well just go and say hi because you've got nothing to lose at that point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you smile at them and they sneer at you, then you don't go anywhere near them. But if they smile back, that's kind of like just opening that door just for a hi, maybe. I don't know.
You could also, I mean, if she's at work, she can't be rude to you.
Well, yeah.
Because she's on the clock.
Yeah, so she has to be nice.
Not that I want to discourage. The woman's probably like, "No, it's hard enough, Amy. Shut up.
Knock it off.
Shut your mouth, yeah."